This is the Allen Revival Hour, bringing into your home some of the most dramatic scenes ever to be recorded on film. Thousands of people come regularly under this great tent to see and hear the wonderful miracles which take place day after day, night after night. We invite you to attend the Allen Revival services whenever you can, and to join us now in worship as we sing, preach, pray for salvation, and ask God's deliverance for the sick, the crippled, and the oppressed.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to present to you the man that God has mightily anointed with a miracle ministry, with a sermon designed to bring help, blessing, and deliverance to you, God's man of faith and power, Reverend A.A. Allen.
Glory to God.
When the great plants of our cities have turned out their last finished work, when the merchants have sold their last yard of silk and have dismissed the last tired clerk, and when the banks have raked in their last dollar and have paid the last dividend, and when the judge of the earth says close for the night, and when he asks for a balance, what then? Are you listening to me? When he asks for a balance, what then? From Revelation 20:12. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The books were opened, and another book were opened. And you're going to be there when the books are opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged out of the book, according to the things which were written in the book, according to their works. From Daniel 7:10, the scripture says, a fiery stream issued forth before him. Thousand thousands ministered unto him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were open, which is a picture of the judgment. You're going to be there. Every one of you under this canvas cathedral are going to be there. Every one of you in your home, listen to me, you're going to be there. As sure as you watch this telecast, you're going to stand before God. That book's going to be open. Every one of you are going to be judged according to the things that's written in the book. It's time you find out what's in this book. It's time you read it every morning before you go to work. It's time you read it every night before you go to bed. This is the book that's going to be open when you stand before him. You can call the dentist, cancel your appointment. You can call the physician, the surgeon, your friend, your neighbor, cancel your appointment. But this is one appointment you can't cancel. You're going to be there. They're going to be separated from the right to the left as sheep and goats. You better get ready. It's going to sift the scales under every one of you. Without Christ, you'll tip the balances to hell. But with Christ in the scales with you, you'll tip them to heaven. I'm not talking to you about church membership. I'm not talking to you about water baptism. I believe in it. It's a part. But without a born-again experience and without having your sins blotted out, being cleansed by the blood of Jesus, you are lost forever when you stand before God. God's going to separate them from the right and left, the sheep and goats. Them on the right are going to have the blessing, but those on the left, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I know you're not. Don't tell me you won't be there. Every one of you, sir, in your home are going to stand before him. You're going to hear him say, well done. And depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Everybody breathe it under this tent, say amen.
Amen.
Say it again.
Amen.
And when the choir has sung its last anthem, when the preacher has made his last prayer, and when the people have heard their last sermon, and when the sound has died out on the air, and when the Bible lays closed on the altar, when the pews are all empty of men, and when each one stands facing his record, and when the great book is open, what then? And when the trumpet of ages has sounded, when the clouds seeking pleasure have vanished, gone out in the darkness again, and when the trumpet of ages has sounded, and when we stand before Jesus, what then? And when the trumpet of ages has sounded, and when we stand up before him, what then? Bow your heads with me, everyone. Every head bowed. Every person under this canvas tonight, bow your head with me. You there in your home, bow your head. Jesus tonight, save every sinner under this tent, every mother's boy, every daughter's that hears this sermon tonight, that have watched this telecast. Save every one. Don't let a person go to hell that have watched this telecast tonight. But save everyone in Jesus' name. For the glory of God, Lord, I ask. Do it now. Bow your heads about. Bow your heads about. Do what I tell you. Many of you can be getting your last call tonight. Remember the scripture said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. God, this very moment, is going to give many of you a last call. Do what I tell you. I'm going to count to three. Simply one, two, and three. Listen.
When I say three, that's your signal. When I say three, give you that signal, raise your hand high if you want to be remembered in this prayer of deliverance. I'm going to pray what I call a prayer of deliverance. I prayed it for thousands of people across the nation that are saved tonight and living for God. And if you want to be remembered in this prayer, put your hand up when I say three. Get ready. This is your night. It's tonight or never. It can be heaven or hell tonight for many of you under this tent. You say, will that prayer save me? There's only one thing that'll save you. That's the blood of Jesus through repentance. But the devil has you in such bondage, such captivity, you're not even free to come to the Lord that you can be saved. Now I'm going to command that the devil loose the bonds. The chains fall off of you that keep you in bondage. Captivity, and my Lord tonight is going to save every one of you as you come. I want to tell you, put your hand up high when I say three. Three is your signal. It's tonight or never. Get ready. Get ready. When I start counting, I'll be through in 30 seconds. So what you do in the next 30 seconds will determine where you make heaven your home or where you spend eternity in hell without God, without a hope in the world. Get ready. Here we go. Here's the first one. Get ready. It is one. Here's the next one. Be careful, the devil's on your trail. The devil's making a bid for your soul. Here's the second one. It is two. It's solemn before God. It's tonight or never. It's tonight or never. Here's your signal. Here's your signal. Get your hand ready. Don't let any foul spirit keep your hands tied in your lap. Get it ready to raise. Here you come. Every sinner, every backslider, get your hand ready when I give you the signal. Raise it high. Here we come. Everybody pray that knows how to pray. It's now or never. Here we go. Here it is. Three. Raise your hand, everybody. Raise your hand, every backslider. Do one more thing. Leave it up there. Leave it there. Do one more thing. Everybody with your hand raised, stand to your feet quick. I'm going to pray for you right where you stand. Quickly get to your feet. Stand to your feet fast. Quick, quick, quick. Get to your feet. Everybody that raised your hand, stand. This is your night. This is your night. Stand. Bow your head. Bow your head. Right where you are, bow your head. Thou devil who binds these people, in the name of Jesus, I command that you loose them. Let them go. In Jesus' name. It's done. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're not through. You've got one more thing to do. Don't sit down. If you do, God may never give you another chance. Here's what I want you to do. Every one of you are standing, you've got to come now. Him that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. Here's the way you do it. Go to the aisle nearest you and come down that aisle as fast as you can come. Let God know you mean business by the way you come running down these aisles. Quickly come and stand in front of me. 30 seconds. We're coming to Christ. Down these aisles, come running. Down these aisles. We're coming to Christ. Quickly, right down here in front. Stand right down here in front. Quickly stand right down here in front of me. We're coming to Christ. Come out on. I've wandered far away from God, but now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming home. Tell him you're coming. Tell him you're coming home. Every one of you in front of me tonight, turn this way. Turn this way. Turn this way. We're going to the prayer tent. Get on your knees. Repent of every sin you've ever committed. personal workers and prayer warriors are going with you. Don't come out of that prayer pen till you know every sin is blotted out and your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Everybody under the tent, stand with me. Sing one chorus while they march. Sing the chorus with me. Coming home. This way, please. Now, friend, you there in your home, get on your knees. Say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, save everyone. Watch this telecast tonight, in Jesus' name. Write me a letter. Let me know if you've been saved because you've watched this scene tonight. Now, friends, this is our prayer of faith for the sick and the suffering. And just as God's going to heal the sick here tonight, so how do you know? Because God does it every night. God heals everyone who has faith. I'm not a healer, but I'm a believer. My Bible said these signs shall follow. How many?
Them that believe.
They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall...
They're going to get well.
Why? Because Jesus said it. Say, is there any power in your hands to heal the sick? It's a God-given biblical scriptural ordinance. And as we do what God told us to do, it's God Himself who heals the sick. The prayer of faith shall heal the sick. Faith on the part of the one I pray for, faith on my part, we both agree together, God forms the third end of the triangle. That Jesus said, by faith have made me whole. Any two of us agree touching anything here on earth, it shall be done. And as we agree together, the person for whom I pray and the person who does the praying, we agree together and we ask and we do not doubt. In heaven, it's done. So tonight, I'm going to pray and God's going to answer prayer. And listen, while you watch this telecast, you there in your home, remember, I'm going to pray for you in just a moment. And the same God who heals on this platform is going to heal you when I come into your home in just a moment for your prayer, or the prayer that will bring healing to your body. But this is the prayer of faith for the sick and the suffering.
There's a little man that's had an awful trouble. He's ruptured. He's deaf in both ears. We're going to ask God to open his ears up and to heal this rupture. And I'm going to believe God to do it.
Not Jesus.
Here's a man that one time could hear so good, Lord. Now his ears are stopped up. He needs to hear because you gave him these ears to hear with.
He's coming faith believing that as we pray it's going to happen. But I believe God's healing him right now. I just feel the Spirit and the power of God all over him. Can't you see it? How many can see what God's doing for him?
Praise God.
I don't think we're going to even have to finish praying. I believe it's already done.
I know it is. Glory to God.
You what?
I know it. Done, done.
What's done?
Oh, Lord, that healing of everything I requested on that card.
Uh-huh.
I'm completely healed.
You
praise
are?
Praise God. Oh, I got my healing from the back. I told you back.
Yes.
Back there on the chair when you this evening earlier.
Oh, see. The Lord heals you back there in
yes,
the chair.
Sir. Way back there.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord. Glory be to Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to be to Jesus.
Thank
bless
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name.
Oh, glory to God.
This man said there for a moment ago, he couldn't even hear what I said to him.
Glory
now, his ears are wide open. God's opened his ears.
That's right. And he's completely healed my body.
He
glory
has.
To God. Oh, glory to God. But I don't feel no pain at all.
You don't feel
all
anything.
All of this heavenly pain. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory. Oh,
pretty sweet.
Glory to God.
What about those ruptures?
I don't find them.
Well, you see if you can.
Uh-uh.
Where was it?
It's here in the house. Food stuff, eh?
Uh-huh.
You don't see anything like that now?
No. You had... Well, it's gone.
Like my arm tied up there.
Uh-huh. Just like your arm tied up. Bubble, bubble, roll.
Oh, glory.
Look, it's all gone.
Glory
on both sides.
Oh, glory to God.
Lost your soul out for you preaching many a sermon.
Well, in the sweet. Look, tell how long did you have these ruptures?
About 5 years.
About 5 years.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it wonderful what God's done?
Oh, it's wonderful.
So put your hands up and praise the Lord. Let's say thank you, Jesus. There he goes. There he goes. I'd like to see him come back. I should tell him to come back. See, he hears every word I say. Just keep running. Hallelujah. Sick and diseased and afflicted and ruptured a few moments ago. Now it's healed. Here's a little lady that's had an awful problem. Nerves, eyes, kidneys, bladder. She's had back trouble. Her jaw's been broken. She didn't have it set. When she got it broken, she didn't have it set. Now her trouble is she can't open her mouth. Not like she wants to, because when the jaw was broken, is that right?
It's intense pain.
Mm-hmm.
Severed nerve.
Severed nerve. But God's going to fix you. A woman must be in an awful condition when she can't... Open her mouth.
I tell you.
Jesus! Jesus! This little woman, so many things wrong with her. Heal her kidneys, heal her back, heal her nerves. Take away this nervousness, oh Lord. And for this jaw, Lord, that's been broken. This woman that couldn't open her mouth properly. Lord, do something for this jaw. Do something for this jaw. Let her open him. Amen.
Can I do it some more?
Yes, you can do it some more. Go ahead.
Woo!
She said, can I open it some more? Go on and open
it's
it up.
Been that way since 47.
Since how long?
47.
Since 47. You couldn't open it up again. That's all right. Hallelujah! There's your purse. Let's say amen, everyone. She's just so happy, she's just walking around in heaven. Stand with us while we pray for those that need healing. Now, friend, I told you I was going to pray for you, and we're going to pray for you right now. Every one of you in your home, I ask you to bring in your sick and diseased. Are you ready? I said, if you have faith there, as these people have faith, God will heal you. And I'm believing the Lord to stretch out his hand and touch you right there in your home. And if you believe God, you know what's going to happen? You're going to feel the same thing if you believe the same thing these people have believed. And as I said, I'm going to pray, you're going to pray, we're both going to believe God, and the Lord is going to touch you now. If you have a child who's sick, bring them in front of your TV screen. I'm going to believe God to heal them now. Are you ready? All right, let's pray. Now, Jesus, We were asking for the glory of God. Reach forth thy nearest God hand, O Lord. Reach out there, Lord. Touch that child. Touch that dear old mother. Touch that daddy, that son, that daughter, those that are sick and diseased. Oh, God, open the blind eyes. Take away cancer. Take sickness, disease, and pain away as we pray here. Move and work and operate in the homes of all who watch this telecast. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Have you felt the Spirit of God?